stroke had a huge impact on him. Also, following on from that, affected my role as his wife because I then became his full-time carer.
Sherry's husband, Jim, had a stroke 5.5 years ago. As a result, he lost the ability to move more than 30% of his body.
So his left side has been affected totally and he can't use his left arm. And he needs assistance with a support on his left leg so he can walk. And he also uses a cane to be able to walk.
After the stroke, Jim was no longer able to work. Sherry operated her own business, but since becoming a full-time carer, this had to change.
Basically, that was fine. And I just found that once Jim had his stroke, I had to cut back my hours. And then it got to the point where I couldn't manage taking care of him as well as running a business. So I made the decision to close my business so I could spend more time looking after my husband.
Sherry has also had to change other parts of her day-to-day life to meet her full-time caring duties.
Oh, it just means that a lot of the what I need to do, separate from caring for my husband, if I need to go out shopping or go to a doctor's appointment, I work that around what needs to be done for my husband. So there are blocks of time during the day that I know, okay, it's all right for me to go out. He'll be all right for that short time I'm away. But I can't just, at the drop of a hat, just go off somewhere and to do something. So everything has to be pre-planned.
For Sherry, there's a lot of pressure on her. Making sure Jim has what he needs, making sure the house is still running in order. There's not much time for her to sit back and think of her own needs. This is an issue faced by a huge number of caregivers. Many don't recognise the huge impact that a stroke experienced by one of their family members has on their own mental and physical health.
A lot of people think of caregivers primarily older, and I think that's quite a myth and a stereotype. The average caregiver in Australia is around about their mid-40s, is more commonly female, and will usually have some responsibilities themselves in terms of some children to upbring as well.
That's Caleb Ferguson. He's a Stroke Safe Ambassador for the National Stroke Foundation. He says that stroke can affect anyone, and it's not something you can prepare for.
Going from being fit and healthy one day and to having this devastating sudden onset event can be quite devastating for a lot of individuals and their family members to cope with. It's quite a stressful time for individuals in that first period of stroke. But then I guess that coping and adjusting with your lifestyle, not being able to conduct some of your normal activities of daily living can be a highly stressful experience for a lot of individuals that have a stroke and their caregivers. And I guess if your wife is the one that does the driving or usually takes care of the finances at home, if suddenly one day she isn't able to drive to the local supermarket or take care of the banking, there tends to be that shift in the dynamics of that relationship. So it can be very stressful for that family unit. And it's really important that the sort of support networks that family has really comes together to support that individual post-stroke.
After the initial hospitalisation of stroke, there are a few places where patients can go. Stroke survivors might have to undergo continuing rehabilitation, which might include going back and forth between the hospital, between doctors, or visiting other medical professionals. For the caregiver, Caleb says this can be very emotionally stressful.
And so I guess it really depends upon the severity of the stroke and how that individual is impacted. And stroke can impact people in a lot of different ways, and could be the individual is left with impairments that affect potentially their mobility and their cognition, eating and drinking, swallowing. So I guess how they then are supported by the caregiver to live with these impairments and to achieve their optimal rehabilitation and as live as best as they can with those impairments and achieve optimal life for them.
The National Stroke Foundation have introduced a new package called My Stroke Journey, which answers some of the questions both stroke survivors and caregivers might have about getting things back on track.
Which is a fantastic resource which helps in that transition and care planning phases from the hospital to home. And they have a new platform, which is super exciting. Like, it's amazing piece of online platform that they've developed, and it just launched earlier this year. And that's a platform you can just Google, Enable Me, it's called. And it's almost like a Facebook for stroke survivors and their caregivers and health professionals as well. So it's a social platform that allows patients, caregivers and health professionals to get together online and chat about all things stroke. Because if you think about when you're in hospital, you might have some questions that are unanswered. You might think about, you know, when can I return to driving, or when can I return to having sex, which are things that might not be at the front of everyone's mind when they're in the acute care setting. And they might have not had the chance to discuss that with a health professional in the hospital. So that platform really allows patients at a later stage to maybe hop on and share their experience of living with stroke across the spectrum of stroke care, from that really hyper acute stage to living with stroke, you know, 10 years later sort of thing, and for people to share their experiences.
What kind of other support services or support platforms are out there for the caregivers?
There are a broad range of supports available, and I think it's about helping caregivers and stroke survivors to recognise what they are and how useful they are and where to find and access those resources. Often, and from previous research, has shown that a lot of caregivers and stroke survivors might not think that those resources are too appropriate for them, or they're not great quality for them as well. Some of them are underutilized and untapped, and it's really important that we highlight in the acute stages as well around about the supports that are available when stroke survivors and caregivers are transitioning from hospital to home. And there also is a lot of work to bring in new interventions that help caregivers and stroke survivors after stroke, and that we develop and test these interventions and really embed them in general practice as well and throughout primary care, because we know that a lot of people now survive stroke, and in fact 67% of people that will survive stroke will have some type of either cognitive or functional impairment after stroke. So it's really important that we have interventions throughout the spectrum of care, not just in the acute care sector, to support caregivers in the long term as well.
Caleb Ferguson, Stroke Safe Ambassador for the National Stroke Foundation. How stroke can change your life, full-time carer Sherry says, takes getting used to. I asked her if she had any advice for a new carer of a stroke survivor. She said,
to not be afraid to take those breaks. It is recommended that carers have regular respite breaks. So that might mean taking 1 or 2 hours in the week to go off and meet friends for coffee. Or it may mean taking a longer break, going away for a weekend, or going away for 1 or 2 weeks, and being able to arrange for other people to come in, take care of the person you're looking after.